In this bulletin, Scott Morrison succumbs to pressure and decides to preference One Nation below Labour at the federal election. British Prime Minister Theresa May offers her resignation as an incentive to get her Brexit deal passed. And in tennis, Simona Halep close to reclaiming the world number one ranking. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Liberal Party will preference One Nation below Labour at the federal election. The minor party has been caught up in controversy this week, including revelations Pauline Hanson questioned whether the Port Arthur massacre was a government conspiracy, and One Nation officials talked about asking the American gun lobby for $20 million in donations. Mr. Morrison says the revelations are not something his party can support.
This is a decision which is based on our strong view about the sanctity of Australia's gun laws and to ensure that at no stage that those things should ever be put at risk. And it's very important, having been the party that introduced those laws, that we ensure that they are forever protected and there can be no compromise when it comes to those issues or any trading on the issue of those gun laws.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten is appealing to Chinese voters and seeking to distance himself from comments about immigration made by the former New South Wales Labor Party leader Michael Daly. A video surfaced of Mr. Daly telling an audience at a Labor function last year that young people were fleeing Sydney because Asians with PhDs were taking their jobs. Mr. Shorten says he's received a list of questions about the comments, but has reassured about 500 participants drawn from Australia's Chinese community that Labor welcomes them. The Labor leader addressed the audience via a question and answer session on Chinese social media platform WeChat.
I just want to make clear, as the leader of the Federal Labor Party, I don't agree with what he said. The comments should not have been made. Mr. Daly has now stepped down as the leader of the New South Wales part of Labor, and he doesn't intend to become leader again. Labor absolutely is committed to multicultural Australia. I've done that my whole life, and I will continue to do so.
The British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's prepared to quit in order to get her Brexit deal approved by Parliament. Mrs. May has told a meeting of her Conservative Party colleagues she appreciates there's a desire to have another leader during the second phase of negotiations. British MPs have voted against 8 different possible Brexit options in Parliament as they try to find an alternative to Mrs. May's twice-rejected deal. The options included leaving the European Union with no deal and cancelling Brexit altogether. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay says the results strengthen the government's view that their deal is the best available option.
The House has today considered a wide variety of options as a way forward, and it demonstrates that there are no easy options here. There is no simple way forward. The deal the government has negotiated is a compromise, both with the EU and with members across this House.
Sport now, and Romanian Simona Halep is on the verge of securing the world number one ranking after defeating Wang Chang of China in the Miami Open. The second seed came from 1-5 down in the second set to wrap up the win 6-4-7-5. Halep must defeat the fifth-seeded Czech, Karolina Pliskova, in the quarterfinals to regain her number one ranking. The 2018 French Open champion says she's looking forward to the match.
I'm happy that I'm in this position again. It gives me confidence because staying 2 months in the off-season, I didn't believe I would be so close again, so fast. It's going to be a big challenge, but I like to play with the pressure. So I hope tomorrow I play my best.
In the men's singles, Roger Federer cruised into the quarterfinals after defeating Daniil Medvedev 6-4, 6-2. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day and 28 degrees. A shower or two and windy in Adelaide and a top of 20. Late showers for Melbourne, 26. Rain developing in Hobart, 23. A shower developing with a possible storm in Canberra, 25. Wollongong, a late shower or two and 26. Sydney, similar and 28. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 30. Brisbane, a shower or two and 29. Cairns showers and 30, and Darwin mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.